This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Miccosukee tribe calls the Florida Everglades home. Over the years, they have faced climate change's impact on their lands. Now they're also fighting a federal immigration detention center. Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spalding spoke to Talbert Cypress, the tribe's chairman.
The Miccosukee have always had a deep relationship with the Everglades. Can you describe your homelands and what they mean to you and your tribe?
Our homelands, we've been here for hundreds of years. Our main area where we resided was up in southern Georgia, northern Florida, but we would venture out into the Everglades for gathering and hunting and that sort of thing. And so when the Seminole Wars happened, we retreated into the Everglades and went further south in order to evade capture and be removed to Oklahoma. And so after the wars was over, there was about 150 tribal members left. And from that, that's where we've descended from, the Miccosukee people as well as the Seminole people. And the Everglades is not just the place where we live, it's also a part of our being.
And Florida faces rising sea levels, stronger storms, and shifting ecosystems. Can you talk about the specific ways that climate change has affected the Miccosukee lands and people?
We've seen climate change throughout the years, and we've seen the way the water flow has changed through the Everglades throughout the years, and so the Miccosukee people have always adapted to it, but we've always given warnings to the entities and people moving here about the ever-changing way, all the settlement, what the settlement does to the environment. And so we've been sounding alarm for, years and years and years, and more recently, the federal government has stepped up in providing funding for Everglades restoration, which to us is pretty much an acknowledgement of all the damage that's been done already.
And given those challenges, what are some of the solutions that you and your tribe are working towards?
Well, we're big proponents of Western Everglades restoration. That's basically where all of our water comes from, all of our drinking water. The restoration projects that they focus on are usually involve the bays and, where people already reside. And so, they're meeting the problem further down the road rather than where it starts, And so the tribe has been very focused on shifting that, that work to go towards more of the Western Everglades.
And your tribe has been in the news lately for your fight against the immigration detention center in the Everglades that some are calling Alligator Alcatraz. Can you talk about the concerns you have about that facility and its impact on the land and the environment?
The National Preserve, where the detention center is located, it's in the middle of the preserve, and that preserve was established in 1974, I believe. And it was established specifically to prevent development of a major airport there. And us, along with conservation groups and Gladesmen, all came together, and politicians as well, to really put a stop to that project. And when that was done, there was only one tarmac that was completed. And that tarmac is where the detention center currently sits now. They've had to bring in supplies. They've had to remove waste. They've had to bring in lighting. They've had to bring in generators and all that sort of thing, and pave more ground there. So that's our big concern right now, that they haven't gone through the process of consulting with tribes and consulting with environmental protection agencies and all that. And so, for us, our big concern is that we have ceremonial grounds nearby. We have traditional medicine gathering sites nearby. We have traditional resting places nearby. And all of that, is a big concern for us, as well as the environment.
In this legal battle against the Immigration Detention Center, you join environmental groups like Friends of the Everglades, Center for Biological Diversity, and Earth Justice. Can you talk about the potential you see for Indigenous nations to work together with environmental groups going forward?
That's been our goal as a tribe, during my administration, to really, not just with environmental groups and landowners out here, but also to reach across both aisles, Republicans and Democrats. And, I think we all have a common mission, which is, to preserve the Everglades. But, everybody being in the same room really moves things along so that we can find solutions to these complex issues, rather than everybody just looking out for their own interests.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.